Evan, your quarterback, Chad Kelly, not invited. What are your thoughts on him not being able to tell his side of the story?
It's just a little bit of adversity for him. Chad, I know, is definitely disappointed, but just talking to him and letting him know that it's all for a reason, and he'll get his chance. He's one of the best players I played with my entire career. Some mistakes, but he's learned from them, and he'll get his chance to score and show what he can do for teams.
How have you seen him grow over just your short period of time together?
Man, he's grown in a lot of leadership. He came in with us, was a little bit quiet, was the hardest worker in the locker room, film on the field. But just seeing him grow and his confidence and to lead his team is definitely the biggest thing I've seen from him.
What's it take to stand out in this tight end class?
The ability to do everything. It's so talented. It's pretty cool to be a part of this class. It's getting a lot of love and respect, and to be mentioned as one the best tight end class in a while, one of the best. It's pretty cool to be a part of. So it's going to take a lot. A lot of stuff on film, and then tomorrow it's going to take a lot of showing off a little bit to stand out differently.
Evan, what's probably the biggest aspect of your game, the biggest strength that you bring to the table that maybe some of the other tight ends don't, or that you bring on a higher level?
I would probably say my versatility. I mean, like I said, this class is so deep. All these guys bring a lot to the table. But just in myself, just able to do anything, just be split out, flexed out, get downfield in the vertical game, and to have the tenacity to get in and get physical as well. So I definitely see myself as a total package and definitely a threat downfield in the vertical passing game.
Do you take a lot of pride in your route running?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love getting the ball, and I got to get open and get it. So I definitely take a pride in the work, and it's a craft. It's an art, and it's a lot that goes into it. So, yeah, I definitely take pride in it.
Did you talk to the Tampa
Bay Buccaneers
either here at the Senior Bowl?
Have
you talked to them at all?
Yeah, I've just met with the tight end coaches. A lot of great coaches here, but definitely kicked it off really well with them.
You thought about the possibility of playing with Mike Evans?
Definitely. That's a great team. They had a great year this year. They're definitely young and they're growing. So I would definitely I'd love to be a part of that organization and playing with those guys.
Evan, have the Steelers talked to you at all?
Yes, sir. I met with them informally. That's pretty cool. Growing up, my family is a huge Steelers family up north. We got family in Pittsburgh, and my mom grew up a Steelers fan. So to be able to tell them that and to get to know them and then the way they want to use me in offense if they decide to take me was pretty cool.
Did they say they'd use you in some of that flex role, that moving around?
I mean, a lot of teams have a lot of different ideas. Just sitting down and talking X's and O's with them and the stuff I've been doing and what they've seen on film has been the main topic of the conversation. But they definitely excited about what I bring to the table.
Watching you on film, you really were all over the place. You're in that H-back role splitting out. Was that just the regular tight end role in the office, or did they start adjusting it for your skills?
I think a lot of it came in the game plan, and the team started to try to take it away. I think it was harder for them more different places I was on the field. So being able to move or being able to get downfield or get in the run game in different formations or different spots on the field was huge for our offense to be successful when it came to me and also a lot of the guys that they were trying to key on.
What makes you think you can be an effective blocker?
I have a lot to learn, and I think I've done a pretty well job in my college career blocking. There's a lot of things to work on, definitely. And I know there's a lot of great coaches in the league that can teach me a lot. So to learn under them and know that I'm willing to get my nose in there, I'm not going to back down from anybody, and to know that I have a lot to learn. And some great coaches are going to be able to teach me a lot of great things. I'm really confident going into the NFL with that aspect of my game.
How close were you to coming out a year ago, and what did the decision kind of come down to in your mind?
It was pretty close. I just love to compete. I wanted to get to the next level. It was just a smart decision. A lot of it was through my coaches and my family, just getting feedback from teams and what they thought. It was a smart decision to come back and just grow and get more involved in the offense and grow as a player off the field as well. So it was definitely a big decision, but I'm glad I decided to come back.
Was part of the thinking, okay, Laquan's moved on, Cody's graduated, now you can kind of be the major role. Was that part of it at all? Or?
I mean, definitely. I mean, we had Laquan, Treadwell, Evan Ingram type talent in our team for a while. Yeah. So it's always been the talent. Talent's always been there. It was just, I just didn't have a huge year the junior year like I planned. because those guys were so effective. And so we were winning, so I wasn't complaining about it at all. But that definitely played a huge role in it, just for me to have an opportunity to step up and be a larger role in offense.
You met Mr. Brock, you see how they used Julius Thomas back in the day with
the Rockets. Definitely. He kind of blew up with Denver. I've been watching him for a long time and talking to them and how they're trying to get back to having an athletic down the field tight end. I love to play for that organization. Great coaching staff. And they got an offense that needs some vertical grips, and I would love to be a part of that. Definitely.
So you said you have spoken to them already?
Yes, sir.
Be a little surprised DeMaurier isn't here. I mean, I kind of, we declared early. Everybody put up the numbers.
I was really surprised about that. I know a lot goes into the process, but DeMaurier is String is a freak. You know, a team that takes a chance on him and believes in him is going to get one of the best receivers in this draft.
Yeah.
That one more time?
Do your friends or family ever read your scouting report and help send them to you or tell you?
Mainly it's just my friends, my guys talking about where they want to see me play. We're all on Madden, play Madden a lot, so they want to use me in Madden, what team, whatever I get drafted to is going to be the main topic of discussion.
Kevin, it looks like Laramie Tunsil coming to you, left tackle in the NFL. Yes. What did you see from him that Ole Miss?
From day one, he was that type of starter, that type of caliber player. LT is a really humble guy, hard worker too. And I knew when the Dolphins took him, they're going to get one of the best tackles that's going to be in this league. I think he's going to be a record-breaking contract guy in the second contract. He's that good. He's that advanced. And you'll see next year when he gets his chance at left tackle.
With Laquan, it was obviously a frustrating rookie season for him not being able to get on the field. Have you talked to him at all about what he's been kind of going through this year?
Yeah, a little bit. He just hit me up before this process started, just congratulating me and giving me some tips as to what to focus on and stuff. And we always talk to each other and be there for each other. And he's definitely a little disappointed with the season, but that's gonna make it.
Is just seeing the growth year
a
lot team.
Is a work ethic. It's through the roof.
It wasn't a normal origin
to be the kind of worker I am at Ole Miss. And now, so I'm not worried about him. He had a little down year. It wasn't even a down year. It was just not up to his expectations. And I definitely see him being a threat in the league next year for sure.
He just has a lot to work on, a lot to grow, a lot of
guys that are playing that time of year.
Probably his biggest thing that he's working on.
Pretty much competing for
something that he wasn't used to doing in college. And so that's definitely part of the game that he's been working on and he's focused on. He's definitely, I think he's getting there and it'll show next year for sure.
Chad Kelly, obviously,
I feel like he doesn't stand out with speed and my athleticism. When we do the on-field drills, I feel like
Chad's a baller. He's a winner.
Especially not being the 250 tight end.
He's a guy that wants to score every time he gets the ball in his hands. His arm is ridiculous. His strength and his accuracy.
Are you going to try to add some weight?
I think with great coaching, maturity, and getting offense that we use him, that he can be comfortable in, I think he can definitely be a leader.
Have you had any interaction with the Patriots?
At the Senior Bowl, I have.
Yes, but nothing here.
Not that. I mean, I have a couple lined up tonight. I'm not sure which team it is right now. But
there's been a lot of informal meetings with a lot of coaches. They're just trying to get to know me and how offense is using me. But a lot like they use me for kind of more receiving guys.
Just showing my willingness in the run game. I mean, everyone knows that I can catch passes and score touchdowns, but I feel like showing them my willingness and my effort in the blocking game would also help in my draft stock.
I'm just a guy a move guy that can play anywhere on the offensive side of the ball. When I need to get downfield, I can be in the slot. I can get out wide. I can run a lot out there as well. And then when asked, I can get physical in the run game too. I think I can be a three down tight end with a lot of work and a lot of preparation. But I definitely think I could be a huge weapon for a team and help the offense immediately next year.
I need direction from your coach.
Our kind of
tenure is up. So I think the program is in good hands. We have good players. So
he's been keeping up with me and wishing me luck through all this. So Mel T's my guy. We definitely been keeping in touch.
I have not met with the new coach yet. plan on doing that once I return back to playing.
It's just it's different than college ball. It's a lot of it. You have to put the work in yourself. You have to get up yourself. A lot of it is college. You kind of have the old college town feel and the fans, but in the league, you got to be a grown man. It's a grown man league, and he said he had to wake up really quick. It worked for him.
I mean, we losing three seniors, me, Johnny, and Evan Bainless, all great tight ends.
Appreciate it.
It's going to be interesting. I know they moved Marcus Mariota.